I do not want war. I do not want to make you angry, to invade, or make some reactionary movements there. Just allow me to talk to you about peace. Do not push it on the verge of collapse, because then there will be no other missions except war.
From communist rebels to China's expanding footprint in the South China Sea and Muslim armed groups in the southern Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte inherited a cluster of national security headaches. A year into his presidency, Muslim fighters linked to Abu Sayyaf captured Marabi, a city of 200,000 people, not far from where Duterte grew up. He responded by declaring martial law.
Virtue of the powers vested in me by the Constitution and by law, I had to declare martial law in the Mindanao group of islands.
It was the first time that armed fighters aligned with ISIL tried to claim territory in Southeast Asia. 5 months of brutal warfare followed.
Further down the road was an area we were able to go through. Not anymore. It seems that it is the Philippine military that's being pushed back.
Trained in jungle warfare, government forces had to quickly adapt to an urban environment.
Go, 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 go.
The fighting had been really bad and it's been really hard because our enemies have the same weapons as we do have.
When the siege ended 5 months later, Marawi was in ruins.
I hereby declare Marawi City liberated from the terrorist influence that marks the beginning of rehabilitation of the city.
920 militants, 165 soldiers, and 47 civilians were killed in the conflict. The city was destroyed, and almost all of its population displaced.
It's not good to go to war because we cannot fight China.
Meanwhile, in the South China Sea, tensions were flaring, with China expanding its military footprint just off the Filipino coast.
So what do? We do not have the might. We do not have arms, equipments, weaponry and all that can match the firepower of China.
Since coming to power in 2016, Duterte avoided confrontation with China over the disputed territory in exchange for billions of dollars of aid, loans, and investment pledges. He put in place the so-called Pivot to China policy, dumping the Philippines' long-standing alliance with the U.S.
That is what America wants me to be. A dog barking for the crumbs of their favor.
It isn't just the United States who is baffled by this rhetoric. We have heard from many of our friends and partners in the region who are likewise confused about where this is going.
I may have ruffled the feelings of some, but that is how it is.
In our final episode, we take a closer look at Duterte's human rights record and the legacy he leaves for his successor.